insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing these verses of Chapter Shu'ara. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 214th, 215th, 16th, and 217th verses of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين.
And warn, O Muhammad, your closest kindred.
واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين.
And lower your wing to those who follow you of the believers.
فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون.
And if they disobey you, then say, indeed, I am dissociated from what you are doing.
وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم.
And rely upon the exalted in might, the merciful.
We said that according to these verses, all people are equal before the law of Allah, and the close people to the Prophet are also warned after the Prophet himself is also warned in the 213th verse. So the divine revelations even warn the biggest divine characteristics, the biggest divine men. So, فَلَا تَهَدُعْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. It was told to the Holy Prophet of Islam decisively and explicitly. Now, the point is that in these couple of verses, the Holy Quran mentions that the criterion of the treatment of the Prophet with his kinsmen must be based on their belief, based on the fact whether they have believed in Islam or not, based on their belief or their paganism, not just based on their kinship. Of course, this kinship is a criterion for more responsibility of the Prophet towards them, but this does not mean that the Holy Prophet has to stop whenever they stop doing good or start doing evil things. No, this means more responsibility for the Prophet of Islam, for his close relatives.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن فيه أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the Prophet of Islam started his revolutionary program with his smaller group, with his smaller circle, which was Ashiratak al-Aqrabin. Then he was ordered to be kind and affectionate to those who follow him. And he was ordered to decisively answer those who disobey him, "Verily, I am quit of what you do." So mere repulsion by heart, inward repulsion, was not enough. And then at the end, the last commandment of the Almighty Allah in the group of verses is mentioned. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. And through this fifth divine commandment, in order to complete the former programs, the Holy Prophet of Islam is ordered to rely on the Mighty, the Merciful. Tawakkal ala al-Aziz al-Rahim. These oppositions should not discharge you and your friends and followers, and it must not affect your firm decisions. The Holy Quran is telling the Prophet, you are not alone. You rely on your Lord who is mighty and merciful. And this is a principle for us as well. If we want someone to rely on, he must be powerful and merciful both together simultaneously. The Holy Quran is addressing the Prophet, O Prophet, your Lord is the same one whose attributes as mighty and merciful are mentioned at the end of the life stories of the ancient prophets. He is the same Lord who, by his might, vanished the oppression of the pharaohs, the pride of the people of Nimrud, the arrogance manner of the people of Noah, the mammonism of the people of Ad, and sexuality of the people of Lut. He is the very one who delivered these great divine prophets, as well as their believing followers, who were in minority, and bestowed mercy upon them. This is the practical, the delicate meaning of this verse. Tawakkal ala al-Aziz al-Rahim. O Prophet, we have retold the stories of the ancient prophets and those people before you in the former nations and generations. Now that you know you have this kind of God, tawakkal ala al-aziz al-rahim, rely on the mighty, the merciful. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.